Okay, at this time of year during Sfiras HaOmer, of course we think about Reb Shimon. But as we think about Reb Shimon, we're thinking about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the Chaf Dalet Elf Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the five which survived and the ones who rebuilt Torah in the world. And there's a remez to all of them during this time of year. Of course, Rabbi Meir Balanes, his yortzeit is B'Misayra Pesach Sheni, which falls out during Sfira, the week of Hoyd, actually. Reb Shimon is Lag Ba'Omer. Reb Yehuda is the Sfira of Hoyd. And Reb Akiva is the one who is koilel all of them. As we know, that Reb Akiva is the Av of Torah Shebal Peh. And we can't speak about these days without focusing a little bit, or a lot, on Reb Akiva, as he pertains to this Tkufa and Befrat HaShavuos. So perhaps the most famous Gemara of Rabbi Akiva is the story of his death. The Gemara Brachas on Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis, which tells us that Rabbi Akiva, he dashed in the pasuk, "V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha afilu noita las nafshecha," and he was moiser nefesh for Limud HaTorah, as the Gemara goes on to explain, that he was makel kehilas barabim. He taught public Torah in public, despite the gezeira of the Romans, and he was caught and sentenced to death. And as they were peeling away his skin, the Talmidim said, "Ad kan," and he replied, "Kol yomai nitzta'arti al pasak zeh." All of my days of my life, I was mitzar myself on this pasuk. Masa yavad liyadi v'akamena. When will I be able to fulfill this mitzvah of b'chol nafshecha, afilu noita las nafshecha? And the Masha asks a question on this Gemara. The halacha is, he is only chayav to give up his life for gimel mitzvos chamuros, avodah zarah, gilui raos, and shvichas damim. So why is it that Rabbi Akiva is giving up his life for Talmud Torah? And the Masha gives a few answers to that question, but we'll be focusing on that in Mirtz Hashem. And furthermore, the lashon of Rabbi Akiva, "Kol yomai nitzta'arti al pasuk zeh." It's a very interesting way. "Kol yomai nitzta'arti," I've been what? Pained all of the days of my life from this drasha? Yes, he says, "Masa yavo liyodei v'akamena." He was looking forward to this, but that was his pain? That he couldn't live without being mekayim this mitzvah? And of course, we have to try to explain on our level the inyan of the Talmid the Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000 who perished. And what we're leading up to, Chag HaTzeres, Zman Matan Torah, Chazal speak about a certain darg of Limud HaTorah called Torah Kinesinasa Misinai. I'll try to explain that in Mitzvah Hashem as well. Regarding the sinyan of Mesiras Nefesh, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, I believe actually Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, which is the source of this halacha, the Gemara says Nimnu V'Gamru, that the Rabbanan concluded that the halacha is Avodah Zarah Gilui Raos Shvichas Damim, the Gimel Chamuros, that requires Mesiras Nefesh. The Gemara asks, who is the Tana of this halacha? So the Gemara says it's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who's quoted in Bracha Samach Aleph Amid Beis, as darchening b'chol nafshecha b'chol mi'aydecha, that there are those who love their mammon more than their guf, and guf than the mammon, and everybody has to give up their life for these three things. So the Vilna Gaon asks the question, and he doesn't understand how it could be Rabbi Eliezer, and he has certain issues with Rabbi Eliezer being the Tana. And he says really what the Gemara means is Rabbi Akiva is the Tana who holds give up your life for the Gimel Chamuros. And it's referring to Rabbi Akiva because the end of that braisa on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, which mentions Rabbi Eliezer, also mentions Rabbi Akiva. But it's really Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Eliezer. So the Rashash, he asks, and he says, that can't be. Otherwise the Gemara would have said, "Kaman k'Rabbi Akiva." So why wouldn't it just go straight to Rabbi Akiva? Why would it say k'Rabbi Eliezer, but not really be referring to Rabbi Eliezer? It's only referring to Rabbi Akiva, just go straight to Rabbi Akiva and say the Tana is Rabbi Akiva and then quote Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz on his Agos on the Gemara, he says as well that Rabbi Akiva does not agree that one has to give up his life for the Gimel Chamuros. Rabbi Akiva subscribes to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, V'chayet behen v'lo shiyamas behen, that a Jew does not have to give up his life for the Gimel Chamuros. This leaves us though with the question, if that's the case, does Rabbi Akiva not say, B'chol nafshecha, afilu notas nafshecha? So how do we understand Rabbi Akiva? On the one hand, he may not agree that one has to give up his life for the Gimel Chamuros. But he says you have to give up your life for something. So it could be as follows. It's a very philosophical question, possibly. But we do see that there is an inyan in Torah, bechla, of giving up one's life. Giving up one's life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yet v'chai behem v'lo shiyamas behem. Does the Ribbono Shel Olam really want that we should give up our lives by Mesiras Nefesh? Is that something which is virtuous that a Jew should look forward to? Like, you know, the Maggid, the Beis Yosef, he wrote a sefer called Maggid Meishan because he had a Maggid come to him and teach him Torah. And we find many times that the Beis Yosef makes request that he wants to die Al Kiddush Hashem. And the Maggid assures him and he says, don't worry, you're going to, but we never find that the Beis Yosef died Al Kiddush Hashem. Is that truly the ultimate? That's something which we're looking forward to. So the Kedushas Levi says something gevaldik. You know that every single one of the Yushbizin, every tzaddik has a different mahalach in his Avodas Hashem. And he explains that Yaakov had the following mahalach. Yaakov would contemplate and say as follows. I have to give my life Al Kiddush Hashem if Hashem wants me to, if I'm in a situation which I must. And every single person is confronted with temptations, challenges. And the way of Yaakov was like this. When he was in a moment that he needed to overcome Yitzhahara, to make a mysterious nefesh in his life, he would say, Madach, that if I had him before me in Israel, Gila Raya, Shvichus Damim, or Avodah Zarah, I would give up my life. And I would. So whatever I'm dealing with now, which is much less than that, I certainly have the strength to overcome and to accomplish. And he says that Yaakov Avinu lived by that Kal V'Chomer. That he was able to gather strength in his day-to-day avodah by contemplating the Yom HaMisa and by contemplating the Mesiras Nefesh, which he would have to do for the Ribbono Shel Olam in the event that he would be called upon to do so. And we find in Sefer Kabbalah and Sefer Chassidus many times the idea of imagining Skila, Sreifa, Herig V'chenek upon a person. The Sfarim say that the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzarav, was a Gilgal, was a Nitzos to the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva. And the Divrei Chaim had a very beginning in this, contemplating the Dalam Misos Beis Din upon himself. But every time we make a bracha, in Kabbalah, you say Hashem Kedushan, you say Hashem Elokeinu, Melech HaWaylam, Skila Sreifa Herig V'chenek. But this is the way of Yaakov Avinu. I think it's Merum is in the following pasuk. David HaMelech says, Ahalu L'Hashem Mechayai, Azama de l'kar b'yaydi. Ahal l'shem b'chayai means, I will give up my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chayai. I will sing a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving up my life. And because of that, Ahal l'shem b'chayai, Azama de l'kar b'yaydi, I will live my life as a song for the Baruch Hu. B'yaydi, kozman sheyesh oid chili, as long as I'm still here. Why? Because Asher shekel Yaakov be'ezra, yisivar l'shem alukav. Why is it called Kel Yaakov? So the Maggid has a very famous teaching that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim corresponds to the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidrashos Bahem. Therefore, Kal V'Chomer corresponds to the very first Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which is the Shem Kale. That's why he says that when Miriam was sick with Tzaraas, Moshe's Mispalel, and he says, Kale Na Rafan Allah, he davens using the Shem Kale, and he makes a Kal V'Chomer. It's Mefurish in the Torah that he makes a Kal V'Chomer. So why did Moshe make a Kal V'Chomer? Because he saw that her Refu and her Yeshua was from the Shem Kale, and Kale corresponds to Kal V'Chomer. If that's the case, Asher Shekel Yaakov Bezra. Kel Yaakov means that Yaakov, he lived by the Shem Kel. He was called Yisrael afterwards. Shekel Yaakov Bezra. That Yaakov is called Kel Yaakov because he lived his life by the Kal V'Chomer, like it said before. Ahad L'Hashem Mechayai, And Zaman like Abedi, if anachi bezecha to be Ezrai, Kodesh Baruch Hu siyata deshmaya, to break his Yitzhahara, as the Pasuk goes on to say, Sibrei al Hashem alukav, Sibrei is a lesson of yearning, but the Zohar says, I'll take you Sibrei al Shabrei, that he broke his Yitzhahara al Hashem alukav. Ashi shekel Yaakov Ezrai, Shabrei, that through that Kavu Chemer he was able to break his Yitzhahara. Meaning to say, not that Hashem wants us to give up our life, okay, Kedesh Hashem, although that's very beautiful. But what Hashem wants is that by contemplating the fact that I would have to give up my life, Al-Kiddush Hashem, Ayid will live Al-Kiddush Hashem. And that thought of Mesiris Nefesh gives the Jew the strength to be able to live the Mesiris Nefesh. Ashi Shekel Yaakov Ezrai Sivar L'Hashem Alekov. With that being said, when we take a look at the life of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, the Sfarim say, is the Nitzitz of Yaakov, that he explains, Midei Avir Yaakov, Pasuk says in Vayechi, the Ari says, Avir Yaakov is the same Osios as Rabbi Akiva. He was a Nitzitz of Yaakov Avinu. And just like Yaakov Avinu, he steigd 14 years, the greatest master of Yaakov is Amun HaTayr. We see Rabbi Akiva had a special Mesiris Nefesh when it came to Liman HaTayr. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Shemi Yomav, all the days of Rabbi Akiva, Lo Amar Higia E Islama B'Beis Medrash. He never once said, it's time to leave the Beis Medrash, except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. And in Maseches Smachos and Perek Ches, it tells us that even though Rabbi Akiva's son was deathly ill, he didn't stop even for a second from his Liman HaTayr. And many such other Gemaras that he learned 12 years, and then he came back and he found his wife and he heard her say, I would give him another 12 years. He didn't even stop in to say Shalom Aleichem. He went straight back for another 12 years. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is legendary for his Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. He was the Ish HaTorah. And there was nobody who was given such access to Darshan, the depths of Torah. Even things Shalom Nisgala L'Moshe in Torah were Nisgala to Rabbi Akiva. The Tagin HaOisiyos, every single S, Rabbi Akiva had the Korech to Darshan. It was because of his kesher to Torah that the Torah opened itself up to him. When we contemplate and try to understand what we began with, what is Shitas of Yekiva exactly? On the one hand, he's not the Tana who holds give up your life like a Mechamura, so it would seem. Rabbi Yishmael, v'chad ben v'loshem osbohem, yet he says, but it could be that Rabbi Akiva learns that pasuk doesn't seem like it's talking about the Gemach Hamuros, although some say it does. But we find in the Medrash tells us in Sifri, which is by the way written by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who is the Talmud who took the most from Rabbi Akiva. The Torah says, "Love me." That's what Hashem says. How? By keeping the words of Torah al levavecha, says the Medrash, mitoich kach atamakir esmi shamar v'hayolam. You will come to understand the Rebbeinu. You will come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Liman HaTorah. So it could be, in explaining understanding of Yekiva, that Rabbi Akiva is yes of the opinion that there is an aspect of Mesiris Nefesh. Getting back to the Marsha's Kasha, Marsha says, why is it that Rabbi Akiva was Moser Nefesh for Liman HaTorah? It's not one of the Gimel Chamuros. But the Pshat is, this is exactly Rabbi Akiva's Shita. He doesn't hold of the halach of giving up your life for Gimel Chamuros, although we pass in that way. Rabbi Akiva's Mahalach, his Drasha, and his life's attachment was to Liman HaTorah, and he darshan the Mahalach in Liman HaTorah called, B'chol Nafshecha Afilu Naites Mashecha. You have to give up your life for Liman HaTorah. Meaning, he had to give up his life. He was on that darga. Such a kesher. That he had with her. And that's exactly what's going on in the Gemara. Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva, Samach Aleph Amidays, and says, Rabbi Akiva holds, b'chol nafshecha, afilu naites mashecha, and it goes on to explain the story of exactly that, Rabbi Akiva giving up his life for Liman HaTorah. But that's his Shita. And it could be the two things I've told you, Zavizah, like we said before. If Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't have to give up your life for the Gimel Chamuros, but he still has to have something in my life where a person can look to and say, for this I have to give up my life, so he can live by that Kal Vachomer. And for that, for Rabbi Akiva, it was what? Liman HaTorah. And he said, Madach, if I would give up my life for Liman HaTorah, so do I have to live my life with Mesiris Nefesh for Liman HaTorah. And that's why he was the Masmid par excellence, the legendary Davak Batayra, Because he lived every single day thinking of this inyan, is that every time he opened up a sefer, he sat in the Beis Medrash, and something would maybe come to take him out of the Beis Medrash, or maybe if he was hungry or whatever it was, maybe he would think, I'm going to overcome. Why? Because if I had to give up my life for Limud Torah, I would. So I'm going to live b'mesiras nefesh. And this was something that was always on his mind. This Kal v'chomer. It's very nice because we find Rabbi Kiva Kal v'chomer by him in other places as well. Our very first introduction to Rabbi Kiva as the Tan Rabbi Kiva is what the Medrash tells us, that Rabbi Kiva was at first a big Sone Tamidei Chachamim, and the one day he saw drips of water dripping on a rock, and there was a deep hole in the rock, and he said, who made this hole? It was these drips. You mean drip by drip can make holes in a rock? So then he made a Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Kiva said, if soft drops of water are able slowly but surely to penetrate a rock, which is stone, so lachas kama v'kama can divrei Torah, which are kashin kabarzel, that they can penetrate my heart of stone. But we see that he entered into the oil ha-Torah through a Kal v'chomer. And in this Gemara as well, Brachos Af Samach Aleph Amud Beis, when despite the Gezerah, he was Makal Kilis Barabim, and Papas Ben Yehuda said to him, what are you doing? How could you gather everybody to get the Torah against the Gezerah? What did Rabbi Kiva say? He said, give you a mashal. There's a fox and there's a fish in the water. The fox says, come, live on land with me. It'll be much better for you here, rather than have to worry about all the nets there in the water. And they said, no way. He says, if in our own habitat we have challenges, yes. But at least we're in our own habitat, we're in the water, we can survive. But it's dangerous. But hopefully we can survive. So there's no way we're going to go onto the dry land, but certainly that we're going to die. And that was Rabbi Kiva's Kal v'chomer, which he made, to explain why he is going to be Meisr Nefesh for the Minotaur. And with that Kal v'chomer, he dies. So the beginnings of Rabbi Kiva's with the Kal v'chomer, the end of Rabbi Kiva's with the Kal v'chomer, and we could say that in the middle also it was completely Kal v'chomer. Because if I have to give up my life for Limud HaTorah, which he ended up doing, I have to live my life with the same Mesiras Nefesh. So every moment of his life was what? B'chol Nafshecha Afilu Matas Nafshecha. That was the mantra of Rabbi Akiva. Perhaps as the Pshat, the Gemara had said, going back to our questions, what does it mean to be Kiva when he says, Kol yomai nitzta'arti al pasuk zeh? All the days of my life, I was betzar on this pasuk. And I would say to myself, what am I going to be mekayimus? That means that he would think that. He would think that. When am I going to be mekayimus? But kol yomai nitzta'arti means that I was able to overcome all the tzar in my life. Whatever tzar that I went through, I persevered in Limud HaTorah because of this mitzvah of b'chol nafshecha afilu nefesh hashecha. He lived all of his days of his life with tzar, but never ever being pirish from Limud HaTorah, because he lived with this halacha always. Not just the last moment, but he lived with this mitzvah of b'chol nafshecha afilu nefesh hashecha through that Kal v'chomer. That's that pshat, that when the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu, that they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand, show me the schar of Rabbi Akiva. Zu Torah v'zu schar, this is what you get from Limud HaTorah? You get irons pulling your skin off your flesh? Hashem says, Shtoy, kach alu b'machshav alafana. What does that mean? Be quiet, this is the machshav which has come before me. So it could be as follows. The Sfarim say that if a person is rugil, if he's consistent in a certain thought, that thought can make something happen. That's the koyach ha-machshav. And it could be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying like this, Shtoy, kach alu b'machshav alafana. The pshat is that this is not my machshav, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This machshav of Rabbi Akiva came before me. Meaning Rabbi Akiva would always imagine to himself his entire life. He would see himself having to be Moser Nefesh for Torah, that even if his enemies would come and say to him, Akiva, either you give up Torah or we're going to peel the skin off your flesh with these iron bars. Rabbi Akiva would begin his learning every day, think about that all the time, and with that he would be Moser Nefesh as he learned Torah, having that thought. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shtoy kach ala bim machshava lefana, this is Rabbi Akiva's machshava which came before me. But it came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that it became a reality. This is Rabbi Akiva's reality that he created for himself because he thought about this so frequently. And he lived by that. This was just a hemshech of his life. It was a giloy of what Rabbi Kiva was always connected to his entire life. Kol yomei nitzta'arti al pasuk zeh. And perhaps this is the challenge that the Talmid Rabbi Kiva had. Rabbi Kiva shita is Torah, Torah, Torah. Torah b'mesiras nefesh. Living Torah, limanat Torah b'mesiras nefesh. And 24,000 people were very inspired by that, that they wanted to be like Rabbi Akiva. What does the Gemara say? Shaloi nahogu kavod zel azeh. The no kavod zel azeh means that they got caught, so caught up in the b'chon afshecha, afidu mesimhecha of Torah, that the other teaching of Yahweh HaKamaecha, they didn't have time to fit that in as well. Of course, Rabbi Akiva was the master of Yahweh HaKamaecha, the way that he dealt with his wife, with Rachel, always the Gemara Darshan, the way HaKamaecha. But that got lost. That teaching of Yahav Tal Mecha Kamecha got lost in the Indian of B'chol Nafshecha Afilu Noitas Nafshecha. There's more of a hesber to that, but we're short on time, so we're not going to expound upon that. And perhaps this is the pshat, as we said before, Torah Kim Sinas and Misinai. The darg of Limud HaTorah, Rabbi Akiva, is the darg of Atzeres. That's the darg of Chag HaShavuos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Torah to Bnei Yisrael, it says, Nafshi Yatz B'Dabra. That when they listened to the words of Torah, they had a Tchias HaMeisin. Listening to Torah on that darg is a Torah, which is a Torah of Tchias HaMeisin. The Limud HaTorah, Rabbi Akiva, is such that when he learned Torah, it was a Torah Shel Tchias HaMeisin, that he would think to himself always, that I would give up my life for Limud HaTorah. And every word of Torah was on the level of Torah Kisinasa Misinai, that's the Talmud Torah of Rabbi Akiva, that a person can be so connected to Torah, it could be T'parish Min HaTorah as K'parish Min HaChan, like it says about Rabbi Akiva. So B'derech Remez, in explaining Shitas Rabbi Akiva, B'chon Nafshecha, as the life of Rabbi Akiva, Kol Yomai Nista'arti, Shtoich HaChalo B'machshava Lefanai, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Torah Kisinasa Misinai, Ashish Shekel Yaakov Bezrei Sivar Lashem Alekav the Kavu Chaimer of Rabbi Akiva, which goes back to Yaakov Avinu. So perhaps the Derech Remez Akiva b'miluo. If you make a miloi of Akiva, it's Gamachi Atzeres. Because Rabbi Akiva corresponds to Chag HaShavuos. Like we say, Ashreichem Yisrael Lifnei Mi Atem Etahara. That's Shavuos, that's Lag Boimer. Me, of course, is the 50th day. That's Mizrach, that's the mikvah on the night of Shavuos. That's Rabbi Akiva's world. Ashreichem Yisrael Lifnei Atem Etahara Mitaris Navicha Shavuos Shemai. So Rabbi Akiva, Akiva's Gamachi Atzeres. The Chazal say when Moshe went up to the mountain and he saw that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was being Isaac and Tyrus Rabbi Akiva, the Tagan Shabbat Isaac. He found Nishmas Rabbi Akiva on Chag HaShavuos. But which teaching of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva has 1,000 teachings. Which teaching is the teaching of Atzeres? So if you make Akiva b'miluyo, it's Atzeres. If you make Atzeres b'miluyo, it's Gamachia, Rabbi Akiva Oimer uvachon Afshecha. That teaching is Atzeres. That's the teaching of Atzeres. That's the dark of Rabbi Akiva. That's what he lived by. Of course, he had many drashas. But what he lived on day to day was that drasha. Uvachon Afshecha, afilonaitas nashecha. That cheat that's Rabbi Akiva, to give up your life for Limud HaTorah, so that you live your life with Mesiras Nefesh for Limud HaTorah.